How are you, Doug?
Well, it's bring us.
Okay.
Bring this meeting to order, the October 16th, 2018, Newburyport Conservation Commission meeting in the Senior Center Boardroom. This meeting's being recorded. First item on the agenda are the approval of the October 2nd minutes. Did everybody get those? Get a look at them?
Yeah, I have one comment.
The second version?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was the first.
I didn't raise the first one. On K Street, in that section, you also have the finalizing of the order of conditions in the sort of public hearing section. That is when we did them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
But I thought maybe they would be better.
They should be better.
In the order of conditions section.
Okay.
You know,
Even though it didn't happen in that order?
Well, I'm thinking if somebody's looking at the minutes and is looking for, you know, the order of conditions, they would look under the order of conditions and they wouldn't find it.
Maybe you could just introduce it in the order that it occurred and then make an explanation of it.
Or, yeah, you could put in that section that the commission decided to address the vote on the order of conditions immediately rather than wait until the...
So I've read on that you can alter the minutes to in an order that makes sense when you're reading it, rather than strictly as it happened in the meeting.
Oh, okay.
So if you want it under order conditions, I can move it down.
It's either that, or you can just refer in the order conditions area.
See notes following condition.
Yeah. See. See above or whatever.
I can see how that makes sense. Someone might be looking for that and then not see anything and not go back up and read.
I just refer it. Reference.
You know, either way, just so that if somebody's looking, they can tell where it is.
Okay.
And I had one comment on where was it? The discussion on. Was it 9 Malcolm Hoyt, maybe? You're talking about a sealed container. I tried to get that just changed to a watertight container. Because they're not going to hermetically seal the containers. It's got to be watertight. Just so. You have anything else?
Motion to approve as amended, changed, whatever.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Do we have any Plum Island updates?
I do not.
Do you know anything more about Reservation Terrace and DCR?
No.
Just got to wait till Friday.
Yeah, there's an MRBA meeting on Friday. At 10 o'clock at Peta Hall. I don't have any updates other than that, they're putting up signage at the end of 77th Street to close off that little, there's a little connector pathway between 73rd and 75th that we need to keep closed off at the request of DCR after all the plantings that went in there. Technically, it's a public access way, and the city actually owns it, so we're putting up the signage, and a lot of people are probably going to be bummed out, just as many people who as are bummed out when we leave it open. So see what happens with that. But it'll be for at least for the winter, and then we might open it up again in the spring, so, depending on what happens this winter. That's it.
Okay. So on to certificates and requests and the like. First item is Ron Gerton, 1 Spofford Street, request for a certificate of compliance.
And the record, Tom Hughes with Hughes Environmental Consulting. You may remember there were two orders on this site. One was originally done for some work around the house that largely consisted of the work with the driveway. We did an amendment to that which incorporated some landscaping in these areas kind of highlighted in this pink. We have a letter in here from Hancock that everything was largely done in compliance. I met with Julia on site, and there was an area that was kind of left outside of the order which is what happens in this sort of scrubby lawn area down here. It kind of is a hybrid with both orders, but it was just sort of scrubby lawn going down. And we agreed to supplement that planting with some additional natives down in here. So there's some low bush blueberry. I provided some photos of that in my cover letter to both requests. So that's one of the two certificates we're looking for. And the other one was for the dock. That was essentially connecting the landscaping to a dock. That was done. There was another change made there, which we originally showed you when we did the landscaping, this being a stepping stone path. Then we changed it when we did the dock to an elevated sort of railing thing. When the landscaper that was hired went in to try to do the railing thing, he just apparently just scratched his head, could not figure out how to do it and get it to work, and got all concerned about everything being stable underneath, and actually went back to the original concept, did stepping stones, and it actually looks really good and stable, and everything is good with that. So there's some photos of that in my cover letter. So the other thing that we did is we added additional plantings down next to the dock down in this area as well. Mm-hmm. So there were some plantings originally when Julia was out there, but we kind of both looked at it and agreed that it would do a lot better with some more. So
what about the float?
Steep slope. Floats are in. Well, yeah,
well, it was enlarged.
No, this is that's for Jefferson.
No, that's for
right
Jefferson.
Now we're on
this
the
one, board. Yeah, this one is all according to plan. And I'm not sure if the floats are still in today, but basically the floats look good. Much better dock system than the rickety thing that was there before. And that rickety thing was kind of over here. So it actually makes sense to put those blueberries. We kind of restored what was damaged previously from that dock. So I'd ask the commission to issue certificates for both orders. I can give you the numbers, but I assume they're on your agenda as well.
Yeah, it'd be for 051, 975, and 983.
Motion to issue a certificate of compliance for both orders on 1 Spofford Street.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
Thank you.
Next item is Emmett Horgan for Jefferson Court. Request for certificate of compliance.
Okay, again, Tom Hughes with Hughes Environmental Consulting. Here on behalf of the property owner for certificate of compliance. I was actually engaged through an attorney involved in, I think, the transfer of the property, and they did a title search and came up with a 2007 order that was never closed out. That order permitted the dock and a float system. The float system that was permitted was a smaller float than what exists there now. We point that out in our letter. The order also required that none of the trees that were up in this area be removed. We located all the trees. There was a rotten stump in the location where one of those was, and it's pretty obvious it was a rotten tree. And I asked the attorney to check, and he says that one just came down in a storm at some point after 2007. The only difference here is the floats are larger. I believe, you know, they've been, you know, that is also regulated by the Harbor Master. I don't know the good reason why the floats are larger. It's been 11 years, and along the river, folks often, you know, play with the float arrangements without thinking about the permit implications. But I think the larger part of what you guys look at when you're approving, it's not that you don't look at the float arrangement, but is that the larger part is really the permit portions of the structure, and those are all done in compliance.
So in issuing the certificate, should we take note of the fact that we are not issuing the certificate with respect to the floats designed in the order?
I suppose that's an option, which would...
Otherwise, it looks, if we issue just a...
right, I mean, I suppose...
It looks like we've approved this float, and this was never part of the order.
Right. I suppose the options you have, I mean, I'm sure my client would like to have it be a clean certificate so that, you know, so that the property can be sold. But I suppose one of the options would be to a partial that only approves the float size originally without somebody coming back and amending.
Well, they can't amend it.
I mean, not amending, but getting additional approval either through an RDA.
I'm not trying to make it difficult.
Well, but getting the additional approval is what happens if we were to issue a complete certificate of compliance. That's
right. You essentially would be signing off on it. And I guess I would think of it this way. If I came into you, I think almost any level of paperwork would be sufficient to expand the number of floats within reason on a residential dock. If it was to accommodate a typical...
Is there a closing that's imminent on this?
I don't know the answer, but I know they were in a race to get me in the door for this.
Are these all bottom anchored?
Honestly, I believe that... Well, the floats are all bottom anchored, one way or another. And this is back long enough ago that it's probably a block anchor.
Yeah, I'm not so concerned. I just want to make sure there weren't any piles or anything where we're...
No, there's no
moving.
There's no permanent
on this thing.
Not that I'm aware of, but again, I did not do the original permitting on this, and I just got kind of engaged last minute to come in with this, aware of that issue with the float size being different. Everything else looks good. You know, they did hold to not cutting trees. One died, but they, you know, it's not like they completely went awry on the upland part of the site. And I think within reason, the size and location of floats does change, you know, on most docks out on the Merrimack to some extent. Usually, I mean, this is clearly a bigger expansion. You know, if somebody had come to me, I would have said, well, let's talk to conservation before you do that. But
I'm wondering if there was a reason why. Did they want to get it out further away from...
I'm willing to bet that
bigger
it was a bigger boat.
Just a bigger boat.
Yeah. I'm sure it was a bigger boat.
I'm wondering if the commission, if they were to have come in with this now and asked for a permit for the 8x16 float rather than the 8x6 float, if you would have thought that was okay, or whether that would have been too big.
I think we might have said it's okay, but not without asking, you know, not without thinking.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, I mean,
that's just...
It's just a matter of... You know, this is a fairly typical arrangement that you guys do permit, and this is a bigger float system that was done at Spofford.
That's why I think if there was time, I'd be in favor of a minor amendment, and then issuing a...
Well, the problem is it's expired. It's a 2007 order. So this is 11 years old. And things, how people dealt with floats after the installation of a dock was also, it was a different time. You know, we've gotten a lot tighter on stuff like that. You know, the floats were sort of I can't even remember how the report dealt with the floats during permitting back then.
Yeah.
It was mainly focused on the permanent structures.
I mean, right, because I was just looking through the old file on this, and it seemed like the focus of the notice of intent and the focus of the permit itself was on minimizing and eliminating or avoiding any impacts to salt marsh, any impacts to the coastal bank, any impacts to buffer zone and the trees and all of that sort of habitat on land. And there was much less sort of focus on land underwater impacts because there were no pilings that they were not dredging. There was no, you know, so it was just sort of the coverage on the water sheet of the floats.
And this section of the river, the floats aren't bottoming out at low tide. So that's usually when you worry about the size of floats is when
they're sitting.
When they're grounding, which doesn't happen. I'm trying to think, other than Joppa and the basin, there's really no place where people in Newburyport have floats that really bottom out that I can think of. Amesbury has a lot of it.
I don't really have a substantive problem with what you're saying. I just don't want to have it appear that our certificate, we missed something. You know,
So my answer to that is we have brought it to your attention. We're not. It's not been hidden from you. And I think you have the option of saying, okay, given your familiarity with this area, you think that this is an acceptable change, but you can also have the minutes reflect that this is not an automatic stamp for anybody else who changes float size.
I think we should take note of it and say it's an acceptable change if that's what we...
Well, they certainly informed us.
Right.
And there's a fair amount of current through there, so I don't think there's anything...
I know.
I would not want to
talk. There's no plant life living under there,
right.
I don't think.
I have a possible suggestion, which would be we could add into the cover letter to go along with the certificate that this is by issuing a complete certificate, the commission has approved the change made in the field to expand the size of the float, but any additional changes to the float must be brought back to the Conservation Commission.
I think that's fair.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that they know that, like, we noticed this.
Yeah, you can't just
necessarily
keep,
expanding it.
That
makes sense.
Yeah, and I think it is a good point with the currents. I would not want to dock my boat. I don't think I could dock my boat on a real small float there. You know.
Well, the float we're talking about isn't where they're
right.
docking.
They're just pushing themselves further out in the water.
That's what we're talking about.
Right, no, so they're pushing themselves further out.
Yeah, that's
right.
I was wondering if they had a reason why they pushed themselves further out.
It's further out into the current, which I'm
I'm guessing it's further out away from the shallow water, which is a benefit. You want that.
Yeah, they must have had some trouble because this is for a homeowner to have a 38-foot gangway. That's pretty long.
Yeah, it's probably a big boat.
Yeah. So they probably were having trouble finding enough water.
Yeah, so I believe, it goes 4-2. So, low water is probably right in here, so they're probably just trying to get it to navigable.
Well,
through the
I mean, it doesn't, it, does it impact the channel at all? I mean, is it that far out that it's...
No, but the harbor master would deal with that in a
heartbeat. It's 134 feet. I mean, it's usually... it's usually something like, what is it, 3 times the depth of the channel or something along those lines, which in this case, I don't know what the depth of the channel is, but that's what I'm talking about is all the stuff that the Corps is checking on, not us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm okay with what Julia suggested.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm kind of curious what they do with these floats and how they permit them. I don't think it's in our jurisdiction, but are they taking these to the harbor master? Are they, as far as having a permit for it?
So there's two options to deal with that. One is you do a water sheet with the harbor master on an annual basis, and that's your Chapter 91 approval. And the other option is to get a permanent Chapter 91 approval for it.
The harbor master is like a section 10 or a chapter
right,
10.
Right, right. Now the harbor master still encourages people to do water sheets even when they have a chapter 91 so they can track what's out there, but
mm-hmm.
Either one is a perfectly acceptable way to go.
Okay. For something small like this.
Yeah, it's something like 2,000 square feet, and this is something like 500 square feet, so
yeah.
it's not close to where it gets more complicated. The only thing I keep thinking about is where he's putting these floats. I mean, if this was a newer project, we'd be asking that. I guess we had the opportunity to ask that in 2007, but I don't know the site, but I wouldn't want him piling these someplace that is in a wetland.
So I'm wondering, so that site, this is the next hearing, but the site is like right there, it's right off picture here. But this is, you know, typical of the shoreline, is this sort of rocky shoreline in that area, so.
Are they lifting them up onto the property, or are they floating them somewhere?
Oh, normally they have somebody comes and, I mean, very few people in that section are bringing them up on the property. They're usually brought out somewhere. It's just there's a few dock people that come and they float them away, and they bring them back in the spring and put them in.
So I guess we could say, if we wanted, David, we could say that if they're stored on site, they won't be stored in a resource area.
Yeah, I that's...
If we feel that's important.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy enough to say it. It doesn't
yeah.
make much difference. I guess as far as approving something larger, but making note that it is larger, I mean, I can't see it as a big issue. I mean, if it was a licensed structure or something, I'd be more...
I think that would be helpful to the landowner, because then he'd have a certificate that nobody could ever question in terms of anybody missing anything and
yeah.
not getting it right.
Mm-hmm. Yep, good point.
Would it be better to modify your statement to say, because the whole site could be within the resource area, right? I mean, 200 feet.
Yeah, it's all within.
So if you say you can't store them within the resource area, then that effectively prohibits them from storing them on site, which I don't know if that's problematic or not, but maybe storing them in an area that's...
I guess I wasn't thinking of riverfront.
Outside of salt marsh and coastal bank.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So the order of conditions, for my read of it, didn't address storage on site or not. Mm-hmm. And so I don't believe that any storage that you didn't like, you wouldn't have a recourse to deal with. Mm-hmm. You know, I think mm-hmm. I think if you guys saw anybody storing floats like right in the mud or right in the marsh, you'd have something to say,
yeah.
unless you actually issued a permit that showed that as a float.
I can put also in the cover letter, as a reminder, salt marsh and coastal bank are well resource areas, and please refrain from storing.
Right, please make sure if you plan on storing
yeah.
docks on site, that you coordinate the location with the Conservation Commission.
That's good.
Like
that. Okay. That's good. I mean, we don't want to be monitoring all the riverfront
right, no.
areas
yeah,
where people
but
have docks and floats. I mean.
But it doesn't hurt if you get a phone call asking a question. It's better to have the question than...
So I'll move to issue a certificate with those, refinements.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
Thank you.
You're big enough that there's no place on site unless they park, store them in that parking area.
Oh, but there's a bit of a task to get them up there, too.
It would all, no, that's what cranes are for.
Easier to just float them somewhere.
Whatever's going on has been going on for like 11 years.
I think these folks are here.
Thank you.
I use these things twice and then I stop using them.
motion to open the public hearings?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And next item is Jefferson Court Nominee Trust, 2 Jefferson Court, Notice of Intent.
Okay, for the record, Tom Hughes with Hughes Environmental Consulting. With me tonight is Sonia Champion and Ashley Lilly. After the last hearing, we had a site visit. We had a couple folks attend, and I think what they can hopefully attest to is that the site is a lot smaller than it may appear on plan. It makes the plan almost look like a one-to-one scale. It's not quite that small, but anyhow, I think when you're out there on site, you realize how sort of desolate of meaningful vegetation that section of the river is, and how all this vegetation that's proposed here would be a benefit. The other thing that I found out sort of in follow-up to the last meeting, there was a question about whether or not we'd be removing the slab from under the where the shed was, and apparently that slab was actually poured right onto the and pinned right to the bedrock. So removing it would be a fairly painful thing, and it's not going to be a clean removal. And what they would like to do is actually just frame it over it as part of the support for the deck and just incorporate it into the structure and have it be a little disruptive in the less disruptive in the construction part of it. So we're now proposing to keep that pad. But otherwise, I mean, I think it's really a pretty good project that just recalibrates the landscaping in this small section between the house and the river for something that better fits the Lilies and their family, but also does enhance environmental benefits, especially food source vegetation. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them, but
how
was the site visit?
The site visit was good.
Yeah, if we get some native vegetation in those two areas on the rock wall, that improve the situation. Everything else is fine.
Yep. And still, you're planning on moving the railings up to the top?
Level? Yeah, the fence that's currently down here will be brought up to the top.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Is that on the plan, the location of
the
fence?
Okay. Yeah, the fence has been shown there. I think it's also shown in the civil plan. It's actually shown as existing, but the label on this plan says to see the landscape plan for detail.
Okay.
And the landscape plan no longer shows it there, it shows it up here.
I do have a hard time wrapping my head around how you're going to pull in there, but... I don't have any issues with it.
Yeah, just no running and jumping in the pool because you might end up on the other side.
Right now, if it's icy, you can just keep going.
Yeah.
That railing isn't very.
Is there anything else that's changed from the plan? The concrete pad or anything else that...
No, nothing's changed. This is the exact same... exact same plan, and I think just to note for the minutes that we do plan on keeping the pad and just building on top of it.
One thing on the plan, it's keeps saying C note 4, but there doesn't seem to be a note 4. Right at the top.
Yeah, I see that they're not numbered. If you count down, there's 5 notes here. It's the 4th note, which is elevation datum is NGVD 29. This plan was done with a base that was surveyed several years ago, and then it was supplemented, and it was just a lot easier to keep it in 29. So normally we would have mean high water at 4.1, but it's actually shown at 4.9, and that note was just to tell you what datum it's in.
Okay. What do you do with your floats?
When we take them out?
Yeah.
Mary Mar takes them out for us and they store them.
Okay. So they're not stored on site?
No.
Do you know what your neighbor at 4 does? Just curious. We were just talking about them.
I don't. Or actually, you know what? They're taken by... You're talking about the blue house, right? Is that the blue... Is 4 the blue house? Which one's 4?
I think so. I think it's the one right next to you.
The one that's for sale?
Yeah.
I think one of the local marinas takes them because they often... The floats often show up and then there's no connecting piece for a while, so they just kind of get dropped off. So I think it's a local marina that takes them.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have anything else? That's the public, so.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
Okay. And we didn't have, do we have much in the lineup?
We don't have anything else really because we have no update on Dover and Drive yet.
Okay, well, why don't we close the public hearings and then do the
motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
I don't see any notes on special conditions for this project. The plan seems to have everything in there.
Do we want to note that the slab is staying?
I have a note that that the concrete pad that was beneath the pre-existing shed will be kept as part of the foundation for the new deck. I can put a special condition in that that is okay, just to like make a note that that's something that's been approved.
Move to issue an order.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. It's approved. No crazy conditions. It just says that there'll be a bunch of conditions, but they're all standard.
Okay.
Yeah, let's add a condition.
Yeah. It'll be like
we need a 60-foot white pine.
Yeah, it'll be basic kind of construction type stuff
right away,
that your
so
contractor or your landscaper.
It would fall down in the winter.
Right.
Like,
but you want an eagle perch?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we're looking for, an eagle perch.
Right.
Just put up another flagpole with a couple arms on it.
They actually, they come and hang out on the railing for our dogs sometimes.
Really?
It's really cool. Yeah.
As long as your kids are inside, it's really cool.
Yes, exactly.
Well, they're big enough now, they can't fly away.
Yeah, but our dogs are small.
Yeah. So we'll get the decision in the mail.
Okay.
And once you get it, then we'll go.
We do have paper signed. Thank you, everyone.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Julia, nothing on 901?
No, so I was telling these guys before you got here that I brought the certified mailing over to the police department last week, and they told me that they would try and get it delivered, and I don't have an update from them on whether or not they got that yet, so I'll check in with them this week. I have not heard from them. I think they knock on the door, and if there's no one there, they just come back periodically and try to get somebody to answer the door, and then they give it to them.
Okay.
And then they hand deliver it to them.
Okay. I'll send them out there at midnight.
Right.
Turn the lights on, the sirens. And...
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably have I don't actually know that they do this very often, because when I went over to talk to them about it, they were like, okay, we'll try. You know, it's not something that they're
super...
Is it
a certified mail
thing?
Yeah. You could do a certificate of mailing. I don't know how that holds up with enforcement, but just prove that you mailed it. And then
they still could be like, we never got it, and then never come in. You know what I mean? We need them to get it so that they can come in.
Yeah.
I had to do that once, and I just hired somebody.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You don't have to do the city rush. You can hire somebody. And
well,
I told
we
them
can't
what,
pay anybody.
It was small. It was like $25. And we told him what the schedule was, so he knew when to be there.
But why would someone answer the door for just a random
well,
person?
I think he caught them and they were getting out. He parked in front and waited until they were getting out of the car.
Wow.
Put an extra
like
zero on the next tax bill and then just have it sitting in the assessor's office.
Pretend you're
pizza.
Yeah. Brought your pizza.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So it's 3-2 again.
All right.
Sox is still up. Right, Sox is still up.
Okay.
All right, have a good night.
Thanks.
Bye, Summer.
Bye.
Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?